Welcome to the 10K Collective podcast. Listen, if you want hacks, my friend, I'm afraid you're in the wrong place. Our philosophy has grown out of the 10K Collective London Masterminds. Members, by the way, make between $500,000 and $7 million a year in e-commerce, most on Amazon. Many have doubled revenue in the last 12 to 18 months. If you're that kind of person, this podcast is made for you. We're not puritanical. We use hacks. We just don't think you should focus on them if you're building a real business. Instead, we focus on what's been proven to work in the group. Real brand building, clear strategic objectives, courageous long-term goals, and long-range thinking. If you like that focus, keep listening, and welcome to the 10K Collective. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 10K Collective. I am in conversation with Neil Curran of Regional Express. Neil is an expert in freight forwarding, really is very expert. We've just had an episode where we talked about all sorts of different things, including the breakpoints where it makes sense to use air express, where it makes sense to use air freight, less than container load versus whole containers. Should you ship whole containers to Amazon, or indeed, why not? Why you shouldn't be doing it a lot of the time. So please listen out for that as ever. Go to 10kcollective.com for some very detailed notes and access to the podcast. And if you're a serious Amazon seller of any level, I really, really cannot stress enough how much you should educate yourself about this. But at the same time, in the end, you need to just educate yourself about who to use as a freight forwarder. Don't do this at home unless you happen to be a freight forwarder. So let's talk about warehousing and FBM fulfillment in UK and Germany, because this is quite a different thing. FBM and self-fulfilled prime is becoming a real thing. So that's, you know, it's an interesting new development, really. So why do FBM, first of all?
Well, there could be sort of any number of reasons, really, Michael. It depends on, obviously, the customer's sort of vision as to how they see their product expanding, I guess, to a degree in new marketplaces. Obviously, FBA is great if you're looking for a sort of quick fulfillment solution in a new marketplace. It gets you that leverage sort of straight away. But if you're looking to sort of expand and potentially move into other marketplaces, platforms, etc., then a sort of merchant fulfilled service is what's needed. And you can look to utilize sort of third party warehouses and services such as sort of Regional Express to offer those solutions. One of the quickest growing areas for us in sort of fulfillment by merchant is at the moment is for sort of larger items, oversized items, basically ones that are too big for Amazon Fulfillment Centers to handle. So rather than sort of losing the opportunity altogether, they can still sort of sell through Amazon, but obviously fulfill through a third-party warehouse. And that's where we come in. We can offer that sort of larger or that bulk storage for those sort of larger units, really, that can cause issues within the Amazon Fulfillment Centers and quite simply, yeah, don't get accepted there. So we effectively can work in tandem with platforms like Amazon to ensure all clients have the best opportunity to sort of sell their products online, really.
Great. Okay. So what are the main pitfalls then in doing your own fulfillment? Because obviously, as you say, we use FBA for a reason, which is Amazon not only gives you the prime, you know, gets you listed as prime eligible, which is absolutely critical from the marketing perspective, and it makes a massive difference. But also they're really good at the logistics of, not logistics, often means moving whole container loads across the planet, but they're really good at the fulfillment logistics. I mean, really, really good compared to everyone else, right? So what are the pitfalls once we go outside that comfort zone of FBA?
Yeah, obviously, as soon as you potentially leave the Amazon FBA, you may be going into a bit of an unknown sort of marketplace. You would need to source a third-party supplier, and it's worth taking your time to ensure that you do find the right supplier, one that has warehouse management systems that can track your stock online, track all the movements, you know exactly what levels you're at within the warehouse, and also warehouses that can turn around orders same day or sort of next working day, depending on what time that order is obviously received. That's obviously a key factor, because whilst you may not be able to achieve the sort of prime logo, you certainly want to service your customers, the people buying your product, as quickly as possible. And you don't want them waiting 3-4 days for a delivery when when everyone wants a next day delivery now. So it's important to ensure a quick turnaround from a sort of merchant warehouse. But again, that's something that's sort of straightforward enough to do for sort of fulfillment warehouses. And companies like ourselves, we're also sort of in the process of working to become a sort of approved prime warehouse, so we can sort of fulfill orders in the manner that's required to ensure that the sellers can also try and sort of get their blue tick that way as well.
So is there a certification that a warehouse has to have from Amazon in order to be prime seller fulfilled, prime sort of eligible or something, or how does that work?
Yeah, there's sort of, I guess you can call it an application process or a sort of trial period where you have to hit certain targets in a certain sort of period of time or over a certain volume of shipments. And if you hit those sort of KPIs, then yes, you can effectively then progress and become known as a sort of seller warehouse. It's something we're working towards at the moment here at Region.
Okay. Yeah, great. Well, that's self-fulfilled prime sort of expert or something like that. Okay, good. Well, that's really worth knowing about as well. So tell me about common warehousing mistakes then. So we talked about generally the pitfalls in doing your own fulfillment. What are the common things that people get wrong in this area?
Okay, so I mean, generally the most common issues faced when obviously offering a fulfillment or warehousing service is sort of related to stock control. So obviously your system or whatever it is you work from may say you've got 100 units in stock. However, if we go and pick something from that particular location, there may not be that quantity in stock. That's a particular pain point for sort of companies that obviously use manual sort of management systems, spreadsheets, that sort of thing. If you've got a proper WMS in place, then quite simply, those issues should pretty much become eradicated. And what you check in through your door when you receive it will effectively remain in that location and reduce down over time as orders are picked.
There's so many TLAs, three-letter abbreviations around. I've just figured out WMS means a warehouse management system, right?
Correct.
I'm guessing. Yes. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So what is, how does that look? Is that like software? What is that, basically?
Yeah, so that's some group software we have here at Regional Express. So quite simply, it's a online and sort of automated management system. So we can see our customers. We've got obviously our customers built into that system, and we can see all their SKUs and all their products listed in there, as well as the ongoing quantities and locations of the products in our warehouse. And it's quite simply a completely electronic system. So when we receive a new shipment in through our door, that is effectively goods in and then put away into the rack or pick area. And then any orders that come through are basically processed automatically into the system and sent straight to the warehouse devices. And once they're picked and scanned, the barcodes are scanned, it will effectively remove that pick from the current stock level.
Okay. So I guess the key is having barcodes and everything, scan it in, scan it out, and then you're okay, right? So it's the same discipline that Amazon imposes on us as sellers. We cannot ship anything to an FBA warehouse without a scannable barcode on it. They will just simply reject it or destroy it or whatever else. I don't even know, really. I've not really attempted to do that. I've made many mistakes, but that isn't one I've done so far.
that's pretty much correct. We can be a little bit more flexible than that. So you don't necessarily need to have a barcode on the product. But we can do it by sort of just number, location. We can track it that way as well. We can also create, if you don't have SKUs for your product, we can also create your own SKU labels as well, barcode labels. So we can sort of barcode them effectively for you as well. And that gives us a sort of another option available there.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. I mean, one of the things that strikes me with Amazon, I mean, they often... In terms of fulfillment from the customer side, they're very, very good. I mean, they're not flawless, but no system is. But I mean, we become aware of the problems. But I mean, if you compare it to the post office or various other companies I probably shouldn't name, but the percentage of mess ups there is pretty high in my experience. That said, though, when things go wrong in Amazon as sellers, the stock is buried in a very automated system with people who don't understand what's going on, in my experience. So it just struck me, that's another reason to have stuff in your own warehouse, is that when things do go wrong, you can pick up the phone to somebody like Neil or whatever and go, right, let's go and manually sort this out. Whereas once things have gone wrong in Amazon, it's the devil's own job to try and get hold of anybody, let alone get a resolution. And they'll go and do a bin check for you. But my experience is, even with the smallest number of units, once they get spread between different fulfillment centers, it can take like a month for them to come back to you and actually tell you, yes, you have got, 180 or 550 units or whatever. So that can be a real nightmare. So, what's your experience? What can you do if you find that there's an issue that, like, for example, somebody's receiving a pink light when they should be getting a black one, as I had an issue with one?
Yeah, absolutely. So if something like that's happening where the wrong product's being sent out, then yeah, there's clearly an internal error somewhere, whether the wrong product's been allocated to the wrong bay in the warehouse or the wrong product's been labelled, it's going to be one of a few options. But quite simply, yeah, we will just have one of our warehouse staff, or we will initially run a report in our system, and then that will filter down to the warehouse operation, and they will go to that location and rectify that issue. They will see if it's the wrong product in that bay, or whether it's the wrong label on that product, or whatever the reason may be. We turn around those sort of queries within 24, 48 hours.
Wow, yeah. Which is kind of the intuitively what one would expect, which is why a month is kind of particularly horrendous. but that's my experience with Amazon. I'm sure you can kind of develop proto relationships with Amazon account managers over time, but they have a bad habit of either moving them on or not giving them enough power. And there's certainly a lot of Amazon account managers seem to know a lot less about Amazon's internal workings than a lot of Amazon sellers I know, which is quite shocking, but the truth. So that's an extremely attractive aspect of what you're offering, or anybody competent with a warehouse who, if there is a problem, you can sort it out. And again, it just reduces your stress level and the uncertainty, right? So just a last couple of things to ask you about, really. First of all, I hear that you have an eco-fulfillment service, which is interesting. It's very on trend in the kind of sustainability of commerce in general, and physical products generally are very much in the news these days. How does that side of things work?
Yeah, we sort of have quite a large client base, and more of them are becoming more conscious what effect on the environment their product, their packaging, their shipping requirements are having. And they're looking for sustainable options within the fulfillment sector. And obviously the main one there is packaging. So we offer a service within our sort of fulfillment service that offers only sort of environmentally friendly and sort of recyclable packaging. So no sort of single-use plastics, nothing like that used within our service. So we try and stick with quite simply cardboard, paper, sort of packaging materials that can quite easily be reused or recycled.
Yeah, and that's actually really important, because I would just point out that I've been working with a number of clients recently who quite rightly are kind of aware of the trend of that. And I'm not saying, they probably have their own convictions about the rights and wrongs of it as well, which is fine, it's generally a good thing, but from a business perspective, it's a big trend anyway, so one should capitalize on it. But they really hit a wall with the packaging side, and particularly like an alternative to plastic wrap for individual units rather than just pallets and what have you, although that's an issue. And is that something you can get around? Can you actually sort of repackaging things in the UK that have been manufactured in China is going to be a bit of a nightmare, isn't it? But how can you, to what extent can you help with that kind of problem?
Ultimately, if you're using single-use plastics, the way to stop that is by trying to get the manufacturer to package differently. But certainly for pick and pack, where we're picking single units, yeah, we can pack in a way that is eco-friendly, that uses no single-use plastics and so on. It's something we sort of started up fairly recently, the last sort of 3 to 6 months, and it's really taken off. It's becoming a quite a quite a good selling point, quite a unique selling point as well for our company. And a lot of customers are sort of jumping on board as well, just to try and help to do their bit for the environment, because obviously it's in the news more and more these days about.
Yeah, it's becoming a total thing. Like, apart from Brexit, in terms of sort of longer term news items that keep turning up, it's like, oh, there's apparently the Sargasso Sea, which is a part of the North Atlantic that has, you know, a lot of seaweed in, the Sargasso seaweed, I can't remember what they call it, but it's a kind of plastic graveyard because of the ocean currents. They kind of go round in circles, like very, very big, hundreds of miles across circles. But apparently it's just like a sort of plastic graveyard there. So it's a very visible problem, and people are very aware of it now. So yeah, absolutely. That makes sense. And that is, as you say, it is a pretty unique selling point, because freight forwarders are very concerned with moving objects from A to B, as we said, at the lowest price possible, as fast as possible, and hopefully safely, which is important. But in the end, to do that with minimal impact is an important thing. So that's a nice touch. So look, obviously, you know a hell of a lot about this stuff. You flagged up several things that I thought I'd, you know, I've interviewed a lot of people. I've spoken to a lot of sellers for a long time, as well as doing a lot of this stuff, you know, hitting all the basic problems myself as a seller, but you've really opened my eyes to a lot of stuff. So impressive stuff. How do people, if they want to explore working with you to avoid hitting all the pain points and having somebody else deal with it, how do people contact you or explore working with you further?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Please feel free just to sort of get in touch, either through our website or directly to myself. It's Neil, N-E-I-L, at regionalexpress.co.uk. Or alternatively, you can sort of give me a call on one of the numbers through our website, predominantly +44 1794 516 515. And obviously, myself or my team will be here and more than happy to assist and make sure you're getting the best service possible for your shipping and fulfillment requirements.
Excellent. So just remains for me to ask you the final question, which is, what's your sort of final parting piece of advice on logistics? If you had to say one thing to your average customer, especially perhaps, let's say, Americans shipping into the UK, which is obviously particularly up against it.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, just spend a little bit of time really doing your research. Expanding to a new marketplace, it can be a little bit scary for some sellers, but it really doesn't need to be. If you're working with the right people and experts in that particular field, then you've got absolutely nothing to worry about, and you can sort of spend your time sort of focusing on other parts of your business really that may need your attention. And yeah, just remember to, as I've said, do your research, because the cheapest option isn't necessarily always the best option. So it's worth looking around and making sure you're confident and comfortable with the guys that you're working with.
Yeah, be confident and comfortable with. Yeah, that, I think, yeah, in the end, as I said, at the end of the last episode, I'm going to reiterate it because I think it's so critical in this area, above everything else I can think of in e-commerce. I mean, we all dabble in stuff we shouldn't as solopreneurs or business owners of small companies, but, you know, it's not a question of how. How do I import stuff from China in a container by doing my own freight forwarding? I'm like, it's a question of who. Just who are you going to work with? Get some quotes, talk to some people. As you said, in the end, you've got to comfort them that they are capable of shipping, you know, $20,000 worth of stuff around the world in a way that is efficient and effective and not going to bite you in the behind when it gets rejected by customs, or that there's a random VAT bill for several thousand dollars that you weren't expecting. I mean, that's, you know, it's just, I think for me, the highest stress point of any business is the freight, because it's got so many nasty things that can vary wildly in cost that you weren't expecting. And the solution is find a person who can deal with it. So
exactly. And we try as a company ourselves, as Regional Express, try and sort of minimize those issues and impacts for the sellers. So we offer, just part of our sort of value added services is that we offer sort of free insurance cover for all shipments that move on our service. So quite simply, you've got that guarantee that if anything does go unfortunately wrong, damage or loss of cargo, you're fully covered through our service. And that's always good to know as well. It gives you that extra peace of mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, look, the phrase peace of mind when it comes to logistics is a lovely word to end on. Yeah. So Neil, thank you so much for coming on.
No problem
at all. Really, fantastic to hear what you had to share, and you know, this stuff isn't sexy, but, you know, if you get it right, it just means everything flows. The cash flow is what it should be. The profit and loss is what you expect. You're not out of stock, which is super critical from a marketing point of view. It's just like, if you get this stuff right, I think you've got a massive piece of the puzzle cracked. So thank you so much for helping us.
No, thank you for having me. Thank you very much.
Been a pleasure. Thanks for listening to the 10K Collective podcast. I really hope you found the show helpful. I mentioned the London-based masterminds we've been running since September 2017. Members of the 10K Collective Mastermind make a minimum of about £480,000 a year, well over €600,000 or dollars. To find out more about that mastermind, go to amazingfba.com/10KC, K for Kilo, C for Charlie. £1 million mastermind members make a minimum of £1.2 million a year. That's about $1.5 million or euros. To find out more about that mastermind, go to amazingfba.com/MPM. That's M for mother, P for Peter, M for mother. Thanks for listening.